Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa will be talking to us about Seneca virus A. Dr. Lisa?
Thank you. Different diseases of swine can create different levels of challenges for day-to-day production. One disease that's of concern is Seneca virus A, or SVA. It was commonly known as Seneca Valley virus, and this can affect pigs of all ages, causing fluid-filled blisters or vesicles on the snout and feet at the coronary band of the hoof, resulting in varying severity of lameness. SVA should be something we're all aware of because of its similar appearance to foot and mouth disease virus. In a recent SHIC webinar on SVA, multiple presenters shared their overall experience and knowledge with the virus, including signs and symptoms, disease monitoring trends, impact on foreign animal disease investigations, and experience with SVA in Brazil. Starting, what do we know about SVA? It was first identified in early 2000s in the U.S. as a cell culture contaminant when human doctors were working on cancer research. However, in the U.S., SVA didn't really show up until 2015 when the first case was noted in South Dakota, and since that time, there's been subsequent cases and research to learn more about this virus. It can be detected from the fluid in a blister, but since the blisters do rupture relatively quickly, other swabs such as oral, nasal, and rectal swabs can be used to detect the virus. We also learned that most investigations occur at cull sow markets and slaughterhouses versus being detected necessarily on farm. And the reason for this is relatively unknown, but it could be linked to stress of animal transport and remixing. One thing to note, if vesicles are seen, it is mandatory to report to a state or federal animal health official to be able to start a foreign animal disease investigation. And why is this important? You can't tell SVA apart from foot and mouth disease just by looking at it, so you really do need to get diagnostic testing to confirm what is causing the lesions. As we know, foot and mouth disease virus would deliver a serious blow to pork producers and trade, and it also impacts other industries such as beef cattle. Our Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project data also was tracking SVA over 10 years and noted a seasonality of infection. And what this means is it shows up at a particular time of year, mostly in summer to late summer periods. However, the risk for that disease transmission and for that seasonality are not fully known. And finally, Brazil does observe SVA in their production, and they're affected in all ages of swine, so adults and baby pigs, but in baby pigs, they actually see diarrhea. Brazil does have a vaccine available, but it's got limited efficacy and evaluation on farm, so their focus really is on biosecurity to reduce FMD risks. So what are our takeaways? SVA is present in the U.S., but foot and mouth disease is not. We do need continued surveillance to understand the patterns of disease detection and help us determine what are some risks for infection. Again, we need to really rely on our biosecurity to reduce disease transmission. Sanitation is critical, especially in rooms, on equipment, and in trailers moving animals. But most importantly, if you see vesicles or blisters on the snout and feet of pigs, let your veterinarian know immediately so you can start a foreign animal disease investigation and rule out a foreign animal disease. Additional research, fact sheets, and other resources can be found at SHIC's website at swinehealth.org.